It's Wednesday, July 21st, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. With sustained poor air quality due to wildfire smoke, Carson City officials say they may close certain recreation facilities for the safety of city employees and the public. The two sites most impacted are the outdoor pool at the Carson Aquatic Facility and the Carson City Rifle and Pistol Range. Each day that smoke is a concern, city staff will evaluate the Air Quality Index, or AQI, to determine if the sites can open. If the AQI is at 150 or higher, those facilities will be closed, though other facilities will remain open as scheduled. A new study by the Desert Research Institute suggests a correlation between exposure to wildfire smoke and risk of contracting the coronavirus. Scientists found that COVID-19 cases rose by nearly 18% last year in Washoe County when the region was blanketed with wildfire smoke from fires in neighboring California. A new study finds communities of color are disproportionately affected by heat waves. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
The study's release comes during a season of heat waves across the American West. Suzanne Benz led the University of California, San Diego study. She saw a strong correlation nationwide between higher heat and lower income. But when she removed wealth from the equation, the disparity persisted.
Even when controlling for income, we find significant racial and ethnic differences in the heat we experience.
In other words, communities of color live in hotter areas than white residents, independent of their income. That was true for roughly three quarters of the counties Ben studied. She says reducing these systemic inequalities in our region means, among other things, planting vegetation. Parks and trees are no longer a special feature of a nice neighborhood, but rather essential to human health. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
U.S. Representative Mark Amaday plans to decide whether to run for governor of Nevada no sooner than October. The Nevada Republican said Tuesday that he felt no need to make a decision with the primary election 11 months away. A crowded field of Republican primary hopefuls have already entered the race, including Sheriff Joe Lombardo, former North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee, and Reno attorney Joey Gilbert. Amaday noted that no frontrunner has emerged at this point and said Republicans need a strong gubernatorial candidate on top of their ticket in the 2022 midterm elections. The annual U.S. Energy Jobs Report came out this week. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports that overall, energy jobs in our region didn't do well during the pandemic.
Before the pandemic, job numbers in the energy sector were growing twice as fast as the economy, but there was about a 10% decrease in energy employment in 2020. Since most of us didn't travel much, there's no surprise that demand for oil and gasoline tanked. So the good-paying jobs associated with fuels didn't do so well. That's especially true in energy-heavy states like Colorado and Wyoming. At the same time, because many of us worked from home, demands for electricity actually increased last year. Charles Mason is an energy economist at the University of Wyoming.
Evidently, electricity demand in an office setting is a little more efficient than on the home front.
One area the Mountain West saw some increase was in transmission, distribution, and storage jobs. Mason says that was partially to make sure infrastructure that delivers that electricity kept operating. Mason expects energy job numbers to keep rebounding this year, but he says there will be shifts down the road towards electric vehicles and automation and away from fossil fuels like coal. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Nevada's acting state administrator of water resources and policy now has the position permanently. Adam Sullivan was named Tuesday as state engineer in the Nevada Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. Sullivan became acting state engineer when Tim Wilson retired last November. Governor Steve Sisolak noted the state water chief plays a pivotal role in an arid and fast-growing state. Nevada's two U.S. senators have sent a letter to the Secretary of Health and Human Services asking why the department hasn't done more to help vaccinate Nevada's nursing home population. Senators Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen said that, as of last week, Nevada had the lowest rate of vaccination for those living in nursing homes, with only 61% of that population having received their shots. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, July 21st. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.